So this is quite interesting because it's something actually that Bhante talks about in the Survey of Buddhism, where he says for the bodhicitta to arise, the bodhicitta is when your heart and mind are completely united behind enlightenment. You long for enlightenment, but it's not just for yourself, it's for the sake of all beings. And he says the bodhicitta arises when you have two opposing forces, the opposing forces of withdrawal and engagement. So it's the two opposing forces of renunciation and compassion, withdrawal and engagement, or wisdom and compassion. And he says, as a spark leaps up when two electrically charged terminals are brought into contact, so the bodhicitta arises not from theoretical considerations, but from the conjunction in the spiritual life of the devotee of two quite different, seemingly divergent trends of thought and emotion. The art of producing the bodhicitta consists in so stimulating these two trends that the mounting tension between them ultimately causes them to coalesce at a higher level of spiritual awareness. So I'll unpack that a bit. In a way, what he said is you've got these two trends. So you've got the trend of wisdom, and the trend of wisdom is when you start abandoning the mundane and move towards the transcendental. So that's the trend of wisdom, or the trend of renunciation, or the trend of withdrawal. So that trend meets another trend, which is the trend of compassion, or the trend of engagement. And the trend of engagement is when you abandon the transcendental and start moving towards beings. Ultimately, you don't abandon the transcendental by doing that at all, but it's that kind of movement away from just settling into some sort of refined spiritual experience and moving towards other beings. So there's a movement away from the world and a movement towards the world. And what's really interesting about the way Bhante talks about that is that it goes against this idea that we're ever going to achieve a balance. We're ever going to achieve a balance between self and others. Because I think what happens is in our life, we try and we have this picture that, you know, what I'm going to do is I'm going to manage my life really, really creatively. And then I'll have just enough engagement with other people and just enough kind of time on my own practice and time away from others. And that's what I look for in my life. I'm just going to get the right work-life balance. Sometimes it's called a women's hour, at least, if you listen to Women's Hour. So I'm going to just get it all sorted. I'm going to get my spiritual life really nice for myself, and it's all going to be a rearranged self and other. It's all going to be equal. And then I'm going to have enough energy to deal with other people and enough energy for myself. And, you know, it's all going to be really groovy. But actually, that's impossible. It's impossible because they're two divergent trends. Withdrawal and engagement are two divergent trends. And actually, you can't solve them on their own level. You can only transcend them, and you transcend them by realizing there's no difference between self and other anyway. So what Bhante's saying is that in a way, you have to make those two trends worse. You have to really struggle with them. You have to really, really, really feel your own suffering and want to be liberated from your own suffering. And you have to really, really feel the suffering of others and want them to be liberated as well. You have to intensify that conflict, not try and make it all work out neatly and not try and make it all kind of balance on its own level. He talks about those two trends being wrenched in both directions simultaneously. So what he's saying in a way is you've got to be wrenched. You've got to feel yourself pull apart. And out of that pulling apart arises the bodhicitta, because you can't solve those trends on their own level. So I think in a way, this is what Tsongkhapa is trying to do. He's in the first part, he's got a very, very vivid evocation of the desire for withdrawal, the urgency for your own liberation. He's saying there's no time to waste. Reverse attraction to this life, reverse attraction to future lives. Think repeatedly of the infallible effects of karma and the misery of the world. So he's really trying to push us into really feeling our own suffering and the urgency of liberation for ourselves. And then he goes into a very, very vivid evocation of the desire for engagement. So he uses very, very strong imagery to to help us to see that it's not only us who are suffering, it's other people as well. So he says, swept by the current of the four powerful rivers, tied by the strong bonds of karma so hard to undo, caught in the iron net of self-grasping, completely enveloped by the darkness of ignorance, born and reborn in boundless samsara, carelessly tormented by the three miseries, all beings, your mothers, are in this condition. Think of them and generate Bodhi mind.